Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Can I get an amen on that? Lord, we give you all the glory. Even as the scripture said, thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power. Oh Lord, thine is all wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and all praise and honor belong to you, Lord. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost that is already shared abundantly in our hearts. Oh, we give you praise, Lord. The entrance of your word today, let it bring light into every heart. And let the Lord's name be glorified in the message of the Lord. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Give the Lord a big hand clap in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, everybody that has been coming to this church here for any length of time, if you've been here at least two or three services in a row, you hear me preach, you know, this, faith and lift her up messages and power and deliverance messages, healing messages and victory messages and so forth all of the time. Amen? We do that all the time. But last week, the song we sang, it went well with that. We talked about times of refreshing last week. And the song we just sang, Showers of Blessing, it talks about refreshing seasons will come if we trust the Lord and let the Holy Spirit have His way. You know, so we're doing all of that and we're doing great with the Lord and we give the Lord the praise. You know, today a different kind of message. But I believe because I have been seeking the Lord for several days and believing the Lord and this is a message that we all need. You know how the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all other things will be added unto you. That's in Matthew 6 and 33. Well, the message this morning, let it overflow. That's let it overflow. And the song, some of the songs we sang today will go right with this message. And the one song that we're going to sing, you know, at the end of this message is going to go right with this. And the song that we sang about, let it rain. See, open the floodgates of heaven. That'll go right with this message. And I'm going to start today at Ezekiel chapter 47 is where I'm going to start. Now, this message is not for people who only want, you know, prosperity on their jobs and you just want the Lord to do this or that for you. You know, this message is not for you. But this, we preach that every single Sunday here for those that want deliverance from this and that and all that. So we do that all the time. Now, this message is for somebody who wants more of God. Amen, somebody? Amen. You know, this message is for somebody who wants more of the Lord. Somebody who is thirsty for God. That's who this message is for this morning. If you are thirsty for God, if you want more of God, you know, if you cannot have enough of God, remember, the Lord appeared to Abraham in Genesis 15 and said, Abraham, you know, I am thy exceeding great reward. Amen? He said, I am your exceeding great reward. He didn't say, I'm going to give you an exceeding great reward, but I am your exceeding great reward. Now, that's where this message is going today. That we may choose the Lord as our chief joy and believe for an overflowing of His Spirit in our lives. That's what this message is about today. And I've been seeking the Lord, and I've been praying, and I'm going to pray for some people after this message, so you'll be believing the Lord. Now, Ezekiel chapter 47. Afterward, He brought me again, this is verse 1, unto the door of the house, and behold, the waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. So we're going to be talking about waters this morning. And verse 2. Then He brought me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the outer gate by the way that looketh eastward and so forth. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And the man, see, that's the angel that was showing him these things. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters, and the waters were up to the ankles. You know, so that's the beginning of it all. The waters were up to the ankles. Now, see, most of us, just about majority, 90-something percent of the people that are sitting in this house today, that's about how far we've gone with the Lord. You know, sometimes when you want to get in that swimming pool, you know how it is, especially if the weather is, you know, a little cold, you know, and you want to check out the water a little bit, you know, you put your toes in there. Anybody ever done that? Yeah. Oh, I do that all the time. You know, check it out a little bit. You say, oh my, it's cold. You know, and then, you know, then you don't just jump right in. You know, most people check it out. You know, sit down, you know, on the pavement, put your feet inside a little, get warm, get, you know, acclimated to the water temperature and so forth for the jumping. Well, these waters were to the ankles, and most people, that's where they stop. They get a little from God, and they're satisfied. Maybe they speak in tongues a little bit, but that's where they stop. Well, let's see what he says here. And again, in verse 4, see, he went further and measured another 1,000. And he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. So we see, all of a sudden, we've gone from the ankles, we're going to the knees. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the loins. That's right around your waist level. And afterward, again, he measured another 1,000, and it was a river, oh my goodness, that could not pass over. A river that I could not pass over. See, it was overwhelming. For the waters were rising. The waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. So, you know, the water finally rose up above his head. And he couldn't stand the water. He had to swim. You know. Amen? Amen, somebody? Now, this may not be a popular message at first. You know, because most people only want a handout from God. See? But the Apostle Paul, he said, I did not shun to declare unto you the full counsel of God. And it's my responsibility, even as we're going to this new year, and I will preach part 2 of this message, probably on New Year's Day. But I'm going to preach this here today, and I'm going to ask the Lord that there will be an overflowing of God's presence. And as the message today is, let it overflow. Let the presence and the glory of God overflow in our lives. You know, not so much the, you know, let him do this for me and let him do that for me and so forth. He'll take care of that. But we want to choose the Lord as our chief joy. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, today I have a few scriptures just to share with you, and then I'm going to say something that the Lord wants me to tell you. And I have a prophetic utterance that I will give at the end of this message. And so you'll be paying attention. Now, when anything that the Lord does, you know, most of the time, you know, for the people, you know, he may start a little because he wants to see if they're going to go through with it, you know. So even on the day of Pentecost, you know, he did give the Holy Spirit, but it wasn't the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Oh, yeah. It wasn't the fullness because till this day, we're still waiting to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Till this day. See, he did pour out the Holy Spirit, but he wants us to continue to press in. Press in for more. And press in for more. And press in for more. Now, he says in Job chapter 8 and verse 7. He says, though thy beginnings be small or little, yet thy latter end shall be greatly increased. How many of you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's the way that God works with everything. Now, if you want the Lord to bless you in your life, maybe, whether it's material blessing, whatever it is, anything that you're doing may start small, but the Lord is going to greatly increase it if you keep on believing the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The same thing works in spiritual ways. It may start small. It may start at the ankles. But if you keep pressing on and you keep believing, the next thing you know, it's up to the knees. And if you keep believing, the next thing you know, it's up to the loins. And if you keep believing, next thing you know, it's up to your shoulders. And you keep believing, next thing you know, it's above your head. In blessings of God. And in the Spirit of God. And the overwhelming of God's presence. Now, revival that we've been talking about and so on like that, you know, there's a way that revival works. And when revival comes, it always comes like a rushing mighty wind. It takes over everything. How many of you can say amen to that? Oh, yeah, it's like a rushing mighty wind, just like it was on the day of Pentecost. The place where they were sitting in Acts chapter 2, the Bible said there was the sound, like of a, as of a rushing mighty wind. And they begin to sweep things. And there were massive conversions and massive healings that take place when God pours out an overflowing of His Spirit. Hallelujah, somebody. Well, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not satisfied with a touch, you know, from God. You know, that's great. And I love the Lord, and I thank Him for His touch and His mercy in my life. But I want an overflowing. I want something that is running over. I want pressed down, shaking together, and running over of His presence. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't want just a little bit of God. You know, I want more of God. You know, in fact, it's a shame that the children of Israel, whom God said, Israel is my firstborn, He chose them. See? But it's a shame that when God wanted to talk to them face to face, they said, we want no part of that. They said, His glory is too bright. You go talk to Him. They told Moses, and then you come tell us what He has to tell us. Isn't that a shame? Oh, man. My goodness, if I had an opportunity to see the brightness of the glory of God, you know, I'm going to launch right in. Praise God. Because I will live and I will die to see His glory every day. I'm not going, nothing is going to keep me from seeking and pressing into His glory. You know, and that very day, Moses, he became a prophet unto them. God had no intention of that. God wanted one-on-one with all of His people. But they said, we don't want to hear God. You go hear Him, and then you come tell us. Well, till this day, that veil is upon their faces. You know. But when it shall turn to the Lord, that veil shall be lifted. And there shall come an overflowing of His presence. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. There will be an overflowing of His presence. In Isaiah chapter 44, He says in verses 3 and 4, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and I will bring floods upon the dry ground. Hallelujah, somebody. I will even make rivers, He said, in the dry places, spring forth different things, and so forth like that, even in the desert. Oh my. Isn't the Lord wonderful for all of His promises? Let me read it straight to you. From here, I was just paraphrasing, but let me read it to you. He said, you know, first of all, I'm going to pour waters. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Isaiah 44 and 3. And floods upon the dry ground. And I will pour my Spirit. Hallelujah, somebody. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed. Oh my. And my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass and as willows. Oh my. Oh, they will spring up as the water courses. Oh, the Lord is good, isn't He? I'm going to pour my Spirit, He said. In the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 6. And verse 3. Let's see what He has to say. He said, then shall ye know. See? Then shall we know. If we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. If you follow on to know the Lord, His going forth shall be as the morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes. And He shall pour waters. He's going to come as a latter rain. In the book of Joel chapter 2. And He says in verse 23. Joel chapter 2 and verse 23. You know, He's going to tell us here to be joyful and be glad, because the Lord who has given us, He said, the former rain moderately. But here's what He's going to do. Be glad then, ye children of the Lord. First of all, He tells them, fear not, in verse 21. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. And verse 23 says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For He has given you the former rain moderately, but He will cause to come down for you. He's going to compound them together. The former rain, which is the planting rain, and the latter rain, which is the harvest rain, He's going to bring a combination together for you in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with oil and wine. And I will restore to you the years. Oh, I love the sound of that, don't you? I will restore. Now, He put it out there, and He put His name on it. I will restore. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Do you believe that the Lord will restore?
Yes.
All of the revivals and everything that God has done. In fact, when Jesus came upon the scene, we are told in Acts 10 and 38 how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. In fact, in Matthew chapter 8 and verses 16 and 17, we are told that at eventide, they brought unto Him all that were sick of various kinds of diseases, and He healed them all. So that it might be fulfilled that which was written by Isaiah the prophet, that Himself bore our sicknesses upon His body. That's Isaiah 53. And we want to let you know that when the Holy Ghost also came on the day of Pentecost, there were massive conversions. In fact, in verse 41 of Acts chapter 2, after Peter had stood up and preached that powerful message, when the people thought they were drunk because they spoke with other tongues, and Peter said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days my spirit I'll pour upon you. Not only to me, but also on you. Every child of God that wants it can get it too, he told them. And he said, you know, and they said, well, what shall we do? And so forth like that. And Peter, when he spoke, the Bible says in Acts 2 and 41, that 3,000 souls were saved in one moment. An hour of preaching, 3,000 souls. And he went on, and in verse 47, we are told that, and God continued to add to the church daily such as should be saved. Because the Spirit of God began to move. There was an overflowing of His presence. And He began to move, and the people began to seek the Lord more. And then in chapter 4, they came back. These same people that received the cloven tongues of fire, they came back and they received more. Because when they threatened them to not preach in the name of Christ again, they were afraid. So they went back to the Lord and said, Lord, behold the threatenings of the people. From Acts 4 and verse 29. And he said, you know, look at all of the threatenings and so forth like that. And he said, Lord, we pray now that you will grant by stretching forth your hand to heal. Oh, that miracles will be done through the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And they went out again and they did great miracles. And all kinds of people began to be saved everywhere they went. You know, Peter's shadow healing the sick, and all kinds of things happening and so forth. And just miracles everywhere. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Just miracles everywhere. Well, today I want to tell you that the Spirit of the Lord is moving again. The Spirit of the Lord is moving again. Now I'm going to tell you something about River Jordan. In the olden days, you know, The Bible says that Jordan, the river Jordan, you know, used to overflow its banks at the time of harvest. You know, the river Jordan. How many of you know that? Or maybe you may not. I'll give you a scripture in a minute. But I want to tell you something there. You see, Moses, when he parted the Red Sea, Joshua, he was there. See? And then, you know, when it came time for Joshua, and he was faced with, you know, crossing, you know, River Jordan, which was overflowing and doing all kinds of things at the time of harvest. You can read in Joshua chapter 3. And if you turn with me real quickly to in Joshua chapter 3, and I'm going to just read, you know, perhaps one verse. But in Joshua chapter 3, we are told in about verse 15 that, you know, at the time of the, you know, of the harvest, that the river Jordan normally overflows its banks. See, that's what it normally does. You know, so the when it came time for Joshua to let the people go across, you know, he did the same miracles that he had seen Moses do. Here's what he did, you know, and he told them that, you know, let me start to read it from perhaps verse 13. And it shall come to pass, this is Joshua 3 and 13, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, as soon as they shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come, you know, down from above, and they shall stand up as an heap. Oh yes. In fact, Joshua, he worked the same miracles, you know. And it came to pass, you know, they moved forward and all of that, bearing the ark, you know, as in verse 15, as soon as they that bore the ark, as they came unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests, just like Joshua prophesied and commanded by faith, as soon as the priests of their feet were dipped into the brim of the water, that's dipped, you know, that's like ankle deep, just ankle deep, that's all. The ankle deep anointing parted the waters. Amen, somebody? The water, as soon as they dipped just their ankles, just like Ezekiel 47, just the ankles, it parted the water. The Bible says, you know, for Jordan overflowed all his banks at the time of harvest. It came to pass at that time that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up and made a big heap, you know, and all of the people and so forth, they just passed through, you know, like that. You know, so Joshua, he wrought the same miracles. And we've seen that Elisha, he wrought the same miracles that he's seen Elijah wrought. You know, because when Elijah was going, he parted, you know, he came and he parted, you know, the waters. And Elisha was coming back, he parted the waters as well, you know. And we have seen that everything that God has done in the past, he will do again. And even more so. But the part that I'm interested in is the glory of God to bring in a final work of conversion and bring in the sheaves. Hallelujah, somebody. That his house, not just this church right here, but the house of the Lord may be filled. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Because Jesus himself said, other sheep I have that are not of this fold, and them also I must bring. Hallelujah. That there shall be one shepherd and one fold. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And at the time of harvest, Jordan normally overflows its banks. It does that at the time of harvest. Well, here's the word that the Lord gave me late last night as I was seeking the Lord about this message. And he said, behold, saith the Lord, yea, even as the waters of Jordan overfloweth its banks at harvest time, even so shall my spirit and my glory overflow and cover my people to, and he said this, listen to this, do all of that to bring them into the king's chambers. Hallelujah, somebody. And I had to write it down so I wouldn't forget. And I'm going to read it to you again. He said, and behold, saith the Lord, even as the waters of Jordan overfloweth his banks at harvest time. He says, so shall my spirit and my glory overflow and cover my people to bring them into the king's chamber. Oh my goodness. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. Oh. Well, like I said, this message is not for people who just want God to give them a new job and all of that and so forth like that, you know. But that will come if you seek the Lord with all your heart. Because he said, seek the Lord first and his righteousness. This is a message that goes beyond all of that, you know. And how do we go into the king's chamber? Oh, we're talking about the translation. Amen. There has to come an overflowing of God's presence to usher us into that translation. You know, it's not going to be exactly like it is now. There's got to be an overflowing of his presence. Praise God. And that presence of God will be so captivating. You know, it's kind of like when God said, I will write my laws in their hearts. See, I will take away that stony heart. You see, in this overflowing of God's spirit and glory that we're talking about, God will captivate the elect. You know, all of this business about, you know, you're running the rat race and you're doing this and so forth like that, you don't care anything about the Lord and so forth like that, you know, well, you know, you need to begin to seek the Lord, because, you know, the Bible says the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, and the Lord knows them that are his. You know, so when you're seeking the Lord with all of your heart, you know, you may not look exactly like you should look, because he said now, even though we already are the sons of God, yet it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when the overflowing of his presence comes, we shall be just like him. Hallelujah. And I'm praying that, Lord, let it overflow. Like the waters, you know, of Jordan overflow the banks at harvest time. And this is harvest time, saith the Lord. In fact, the Lord said, pray ye, because the harvest, the fields are ripe to harvest. They are white, they are ripe, but there are not enough laborers. And the Lord said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest, that he shall send laborers into his harvest. Amen. It is he, sir. Amen. Oh my. And I'm praying. I said, Lord, send that overflowing presence of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Send that, and my happiest time of any time in my life is when I'm in that overflowing presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when I see God begin to do things, when I see the power of God moving, when I see my very soul aflame for God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now some of us have departed from that first flame. You have departed from that first love. And Jesus, he rebuked the church of the Ephesians, the church at Ephesus. And he said, well, you've done all these things and so forth, but nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have departed from your first love. He said, repent and do the first works again, lest I come and remove your candlestick. Now, we don't want any part of the removal of that candlestick, do you? Oh, no. Well, we want his presence, and we want his glory. Now, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? See, gain the job, gain a promotion here, gain this, gain that, but lose his own soul. You know, you will be like the one that the Lord said, thou fool! Who shall it be, all those things that you have laid up, because thy soul shall be required of you tonight? Because the man said, he said, well, you know, I've done all of these things, you know, I've got all of these goods and so forth. What shall I do more? Well, I will say to my soul, soul, take thy rest in, you know, and do all of these things and enjoy. And, you know, he didn't care anything about the Lord, you know. And the Lord looked at him and said, is that a fact? Well, you are a fool, because your soul will be required tonight. And what about all those things that you have laid up? Who's going to get them now? See, even so shall be the man, you know, the end of the man that puts material things and physical things, you know, beyond the spirit and the glory of God. But if you will choose the spirit and the glory of God first, hallelujah, then all these other things shall be added unto you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now the outpouring of the Spirit of God is coming again like the rushing of a mighty wind. Hallelujah. And many of us, like I said, we've started with just ankle deep in this anointing and this flowing of God's Spirit. And I want to challenge everybody today, you know, jump right in. Press in and get the waters to your knees. And keep pressing in and get the waters to your loins. And keep pressing in and get the loins, waters to your shoulders. And keep pressing in until you are completely overwhelmed by His Spirit. So that you are walking and talking in the Spirit of God. And He said, these are they that are sons of God. As many as are walking and talking in the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And God is going to move. It's like, you know, it's like a water. It's in fact, the Bible says, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the house of God. And this river is predicting and prophesying the river in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1. And He showed me a river like pure crystal that ushered out and issued forth from the throne of God. And He said, this river, hallelujah somebody, in the midst of it and on either side of it was the tree of life. And even the very leaves of the tree of life was for the healing of the nations. And it brought forth different kinds of fruit, one kind for every month of the year. Oh, and the fruit was for the healings of the nations. You know, this river, this overflowing of what we are talking about, see, everything that God is going to do there in His fullness when we get up there, He's giving us an earnest now. He's giving us a taste now. But the people are stopping short of His glory. People just put in their ankles and they say, well, I got it. I can speak in tongues now and I'm good. Well, you are not good. You know, because you only got your ankles deep. You need to plunge right in. You need an overflowing of His presence. In fact, I need that. I cannot stand here to preach. I need the glory of God in this place. I don't want to preach every Sunday. I want the Holy Ghost in this place. I want to see people slain in the Spirit. I want to see the power of God. Hallelujah, somebody. I want to see people come from everywhere. I want to see when we're having service here, the Holy Ghost crowd is upon this place. I want to see people begin to be drawn from everywhere. I want to see them begin to come into the house of God, even begin to fall on their faces and begin to cry for salvation. Hallelujah. And I want to see every sickness and every disease healed by the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you one thing. When you get into this kind of overflowing of His presence, when you get into this kind of overflowing of His glory, that's where He said, Jesus Christ has abolished death. Hallelujah, somebody. And He has brought immortality to light through the gospel. See, when you are in that glory that I'm talking about today, and when you are in that presence, even death cannot touch you. Jesus was in that presence and He was in that glory all the time. And He could not die until that glory left Him. And He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because the glory of God had to leave Him at that moment because death was about to kill Him. Oh yeah. But if the glory hadn't left Him, well, there's no way He could die. And the people of God must get into this glory that we are talking about. He must get into this overflowing of God's presence. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you that everything that God does, He starts small to prove you. See, He's not going to start you at the top. He's going to start you at the bottom to see whether you're going to follow on through.
Amen.
As Hosea said, he said, we shall know if we follow on. See, to know the Lord. Hallelujah. And in Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12, he said, break up your fallow grounds. Hallelujah. Break up your fallow grounds, people. For it is time to seek the Lord until he come and rain righteousness upon us. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I want everybody to stand to our feet. We're going to sing this song. I want you to look at the monitors. And this song goes right here with my message. So I thought I would put it here. You can go ahead and play that song. And I want everybody, lift up your hands. Hallelujah. And this song says, like the rushing of a mighty wind. You can increase the volume a little bit. I want every hand raised and your eyes on the monitors and look at the words. Like a rushing of a mighty wind. Come on, feel our hearts again. If you think you can pick up the tune of the song, you can sing along. Like a river that has overflowed. Oh yeah. Like a river that has overflowed. Come. Come and feel our hearts once more. Oh, come and fill our hearts again, Lord. Oh, let it overflow, Lord. Oh, let it overflow, Lord. Oh. Let the people come from miles around. That's right, Lord. Even as you send us your spirit. Oh, revive your church again, Lord. Come in like the rushing of a mighty wind. Oh, that. Everybody say, like the rushing of a mighty wind. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Come on, heal the hearts again. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Like a river that has overflowed, just like Jordan overflows its banks. Hearts once more, like river that has overflowed. Oh, let it overflow, Lord. As the song continues to play, I'm going to invite anybody that wants to experience this overflowing of His presence. Come on down to the altar. Hallelujah. Continue playing the song. Play it over again when it finishes. Oh, yes. Wow. Come and fill our hearts once again. You know, my heart of thee. Let it overflow, Lord. Let it overflow, Lord. Let it overflow. Let it like a rushing of a mighty wind. A mighty wind. Come and fill our hearts again, Lord, with the Holy Ghost of fire. Like a rushing of a mighty wind, Lord. Hold the song for a minute. I'm going to pray over the congregation here. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want every hand lifted up. I don't want you standing here because somebody else came and then you came. You came for yourself. You came for yourself. This is about you. This is not about your spouse. This is not about your child. This is not about your dad, your mom. This is about you. The Holy Ghost only fills an individual, doesn't fill a group of people. This is about you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask the Spirit of God to come and overflow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm going to need some help in this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am going to ask the Spirit of God to move upon everybody that is here. And as you begin to play that song again softly, I'm going to start to pray for the people of God right here. Hallelujah. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. I want you to lift your hands up and believe the Lord for the rushing of a mighty wind in your life. Just play that song softly and let's believe the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord Jesus, put the rushing of a mighty wind upon him, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All over these people, Lord, everybody that is here today, a rushing of a mighty wind in their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. By the rushing of a mighty wind in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The rushing of a mighty wind in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Like the rushing of a mighty wind in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord, sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The rushing of a mighty wind in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fill their hearts again in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. The rushing of a mighty wind. Fill their hearts again in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. The rushing of a mighty wind in the name of Jesus. The rushing of a mighty wind. Fill their hearts again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The rushing of a mighty wind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. The rushing of a mighty wind. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The rushing of a mighty wind. Fill her life with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. The rushing of a mighty wind. The rushing of a mighty wind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fill her heart with the Holy Ghost and with fire in Jesus' name. As a rushing of a mighty wind in Jesus' name. The rushing of a mighty wind in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The rushing of a mighty wind. Lift up your hand and let him fill your heart with the rushing of that mighty wind. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rushing of a mighty wind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The rushing of a mighty wind. I'm going to ask the praise team to go on up. Hallelujah. 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 And help me in singing that song as they play it softly. Sing along. Hallelujah. The rushing of a mighty wind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Continue playing the song. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Lord Jesus, your spirit upon her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All over these people, Lord, today, Lord. The rushing of a mighty wind. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands up, sister, and let the Lord fill your heart with the rushing of a mighty wind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The rushing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Put your hands up, I believe the Lord Jesus. Oh, let it overflow, Lord. Let it overflow, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let it overflow, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let it overflow, Lord Jesus. Let it overflow, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands up, man. Hallelujah. Let it overflow. Let it overflow, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Overflow. Let it overflow. Put your hands up. Hallelujah. You want an overflowing of his presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let it overflow. The Spirit of God overflow in her life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Overflowing of his presence. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hands up, sister, and let the over Spirit of God overflow in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Overflow, Lord. Oh, yeah. Let it overflow, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Put your hands up, young lady. And let the Spirit of God overflow in your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let him overflow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. An overflowing of your presence in our life, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hands up, man. And let the Lord believe. Believe the Lord and let him overflow in your life with the Holy Ghost. Fill his heart, Lord, and captivate his mind with the Holy Ghost and a rushing of a mighty wind in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the rushing of a mighty wind in your life. In the name of Jesus. A double up portion of his anointing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. A rushing of a mighty wind. Oh, Jesus. 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 Overflow his life with thy power, Lord, and thy spirit. In Jesus' name. Lord, like the rushing of a mighty wind in his life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Like the rushing of a mighty wind in his life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Let's all lift our hands and sing that song again. One. Like a rushing of a mighty wind. come and fill our hearts again. Rush. Everybody say like a rushing up a mighty wind. Rushing up a mighty wind. Come and fill our hearts again. Rushing up a mighty wind. River has gone. Like a river that has overflowed. Come and fill our hearts once more, Lord. The river that has flowed. Let it overflow. Come on, pray that prayer in your heart. Let the people come from miles around, Lord, in this last revival. Fill your house, O Lord. Send down your spirit again, Lord Jesus. Bring in the sheaves, Lord, to revive your church. Come in like the rushing of a mighty wind. The rushing of a mighty wind. Oh, rushing of a mighty wind. Oh, like the rushing of a mighty wind. I know I try to pray for everybody, but I may have missed some, and if I missed you, you would like me to pray for or with you, you can step forward and we'll do that. Just lift your hands up, man of God. Hallelujah. Oh yes, a double portion of his anointing and the rushing of a mighty wind in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Fill his heart anew, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Lift up your hand. Hallelujah. Like the rushing of a mighty wind. Hallelujah. Fill her heart anew, Lord. With your spirit and with your glory and with your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lift up your hands and receive the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hand, brother, and let's believe the Lord. Fill his heart, oh Lord. Oh, like a river that has overflowed. Overflow with the presence of God in his life, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lift your hands up and let's believe the Lord together. An overflowing of his presence in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Fill her heart, oh Lord, again. Hallelujah. Oh, let it overflow, Lord. Let it overflow in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.